Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toy just happened to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome, everybody, to the Cloud 9 Studios once again for episode 72 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I am your host, Steve Bisciotti, and we're here. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk toys. We're going to talk some toy news. We're going to talk about the usual shit we talk about, and you're going to like it. So just sit there and listen. But before we can do that, I have to introduce two guys that helped me out with this show. The two best co-hosts a host can have. Starting out with Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
And next to him and across from me is Pete McCarthy. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great, as always.
All right, guys. This is the first show back with just the three of us. No guests.
That is true.
Yeah.
It's going to be rather dull.
Right. We apologize now.
It's going to be, instead of dull, I like to call it intimate. Makes it sound a little bit, you know, better.
Creepy.
Makes it sound a little creepy, too. So, Travis, you and Pete went to a toy show without me. I wasn't able to go. Why don't you tell me about this toy show?
You know, I'll just kind of start how we got there, and then I'm going to let Pete take over, because I think he's much more descriptive than I am.
You mean long-winded?
And that, which that comes with description, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to hot toy this shit.
Oh, yeah, so. For sure. For sure. So I got approached by, actually, you know what? I was in their booth buying, I bought us SH Figure Arts Wookiees. I bought myself a Chewbacca, you a Chewbacca. And this was at Motor City Comic Con, Detroit's big show. And while I was talking with them, they were talking about, we're doing our own show. And I said, really? You know, I'd be interested. And they said, well, what do you sell? I said, toys. Okay, you know, we got one table left. I'm like, how big is it? And they're 6 foot. And I'm like, okay, how much? $30. I handed them $30. You know, it's kind of one of those moments where I just did $2,000 that day, you know, so I was like, that's $30.
You're just making it rain?
Yeah. If I don't go, who cares? You know, so I gave them the $30, and I was like, heck, either I set up or we just go hang out and
podcast
and take advantage, you know. So, great guy, and I'm totally blanking on his first name right now, which makes me feel like
Tommy.
Tommy. Was Tommy the owner or?
Tommy was the owner.
No, it wasn't Tommy. It was the other guy then.
The dark-haired one with
over.
Swoop. Yes, okay.
And I'm totally blanking. So, anyway, but I'm sorry. That's just, that's the way I am. So, I set it up. We talked about going. We got a decent group of us. You know, it was going to be us two and Kyle. And Bill was supposed to meet us over there. But then on Friday, Bill got his Mythic Legions in the mail and decided He said
to masturbate all weekend.
Yes, yes. He said that his wife made plans, but in fact, I think he just wanted to stay home and masturbate to his Mythic Legions.
Right.
So we got in the truck and we headed this way. Really had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. First year show, never been done to before. It was at a comedy improv place.
And they were the bar was going to be open.
We knew that. Alcohol, yep. And toys.
And that's so that was what we went into it with was it's in an improv comedy club and the bar is going to be open. And I was like, sold. Like, I will go with you, Travis, because you're speaking my language.
Yeah. So then we get there, and Peter, why don't you just take this away?
To take a little step back. It was a fun ride over because there was no rush to get anywhere. We just took our time. We did a little hunting. We stopped. We were all, whatever reason, we were like, man, Firehouse Subs sounds good. So we found one of those in Lansing. There was a kick-ass comic book shop two doors down from Firehouse Subs, so we moseyed through there. We got into a great Mayweather Mick O'Connor. O'Connell? What's his name?
I don't know.
What's the cage fighter's name? McGregor.
Asking me about
Conor
sports?
McGregor. And we got into a great debate with a couple of random strangers on who we thought was going to win that bout. So we got to the hotel, in a nice hotel. Travis was like, I'm tired, so he went to bed. Kyle and I were like, let's go hit the bar. Bar was closed, so we hit the liquor store, watched some SportsCenter, had a couple of beers, and went to bed. Well, we wake up the next morning early because the show ran from 10 until 3, so five-hour show, short show. Early birds were at 9 and 7 o'clock setup. So we were like, we need to get over there. So we were literally up 5:45. Travis woke me up and
you guys
in the
did a pretty small setup for a normal Travis. My wife's gonna kill me. Booth.
No, I don't think so.
No,
no. We ended up. Well, when we got up the next morning to go, Travis had gotten an email at like midnight the night previous. Midnight while we were in the hotel. From the promoter saying, hey, sorry for the last minute notice. There's a festival going on downtown in front. The roads are going to be closed. You'll have to use the alley to get in. So we're like, man, we better get over there because we got a truck and trailer, blah, blah, blah. Well, we get over there. We get there. First one, pretty much the first ones there to start our unload. And there's four blocks of just smoke, barbecue, chicken, ribs, beef, just, I mean, holy shit. There's two stages set up on either end for bands. A ton of, it was whiskey and bourbon places. It was a bourbon brews and bourbon beers and barbecue bourbon and beers festival, whatever. So I'm already sold on this. And we walk into the venue and it's a comedy club. There's a little stage and where you would sit to watch the comedy show. That's the entire venue. It's the smallest show that I've ever done with you.
Ever.
I mean, it literally was. It wasn't much bigger than the room where we did the cosplay contest at MesquiteCon.
Really?
It wasn't even double that size.
Do you think 15 vendors?
Pete's envisioning
there was 26 foot tables in there,
in his head,
give or take,
mm-hmm.
Counting so, each and every booth.
People had at least two,
and most were two. So it was maybe 10 vendors.
Yeah,
you know, maybe 12.
So this place is the size of Cloud9 Studios, maybe.
Yeah, but maybe
times
double
two.
Double
times
wide.
Two.
Yep,
okay.
Double wide.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yep.
So
it was small.
It was small, and but it was really neat. They had five projectors going, running just old school cartoons. It was awesome.
I like that.
I mean, the all the originals, of course, He-Man, Transformers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joe, but My Little Pony, Inspector Gadget. I mean, you name it.
Perfect.
It was like right out of Courtney's box, you know?
Perfect.
And they were playing just kind of theme music in the background. So it was set up really cool. Owners were super cool, except the bar opened up at 10 o'clock. So that means I got denied for my first drink at 9:30. And they were like, yeah, we don't open until 10. I'm like, okay, fine. And my hands hadn't started shaking at that point, so I knew I'd be all right.
How was drink prices?
Comparable. So, but the thing, I was $4 for a whiskey and Coke. You know, but my local watering hole, they're $2.50. But any normal place, that's pretty average. But this guy, the improv side of things, they do classes there, they do improv shows, and they're nerds, and so it was all nerd themed. Like even the
okay,
even
so
the
let
drinks.
Me get this straight. They were actually doing improv?
No. There was okay. The people that were running it were improv.
Were
actors.
Improv people. Yes. Okay, gotcha. Yep.
But like I don't know if you saw the pictures or not, but the beakers with the red and blue mixed drinks in them.
Right, I did.
Like
see
straight
those.
Out of the
those
old school
cool.
Zelda, you know?
Yeah.
And they all had fun names and stuff that were all nerd related. The bathroom sinks, the bars, all the countertops were all poured concrete by the owner. It was the Go Improv Comedy Club. So the two sinks in the bathrooms were a G and an O out of like poured concrete that the owner himself made, which was just really neat. The lights above the bathrooms when you walk in, the women's was two huge bulbs like boobs, and the men's was two round bulbs and then a big long bulb like a penis.
I saw that.
Totally hilarious,
picture
you know.
Of it.
And then you walk out the front door, and there's a couple tables there, you know, in the bar area. You walk out of the front door, and you're on the street. And it's just wood chips and charcoal is the smell, and it was just, oh, it was awesome. Absolutely awesome. So it went well. It was literally, it took you 5 minutes to walk through the entire show. You know, there wasn't a ton that I saw that I was after, and I traveled. I think it was kind of in the same.
Any
boat,
room to grow?
No, they're landlocked.
Not in that location.
No, completely landlocked. So
I think they're going to do another show in October, and then move from that to. They talked about then trying to look for a bigger place. Now I will tell you, I loved it.
It was awesome.
Loved it. Had a good day. Probably did a grand in sales.
And that was only in the 5 hour show window because we didn't sell shit during early.
No,
bird.
Early bird was, and okay. I understand too. Part of their fear was that there was an early bird kind of ruined by the festival. The person that would come early would be pissed and because they couldn't get into the place. You know, you had to come in an alley.
Right.
You know.
Gotcha.
So
was it well attended? Was the show well attended?
Yeah,
seemed to be. But
200 people at least, I would say.
Yeah, the hard part for me is really really narrow aisles and a very small room. Doesn't take many people to look full, but it was constant
steady.
All day.
It cost $2 to get in.
Yeah,
you know they did a really good job with it. Yeah. I was happy. I have a couple good stories I'd like to tell. You know, from it, some interesting stuff. I think they did a good job. Randy is who. Approach man, Randy,
okay.
Yes, and I was pleasantly happy. The first hour was rough,
yeah.
You know, when you have an early bird and you don't make a sale in it, you know, and there was no one had a booth like mine,
not even close.
No one did. Now, don't get me wrong, there was booths that were nice,
quality stuff.
Yes, there was the guys that I bought those fig arts from. They were there, and they had a table that was full of gold. High-end masterpiece Transformers, you know, the Bruce Lee figures, the, you know, the SH figure art stuff. I mean,
how many SH fig arts did he have on that table?
Kyle said, either Kyle or you said he thought like around 40.
That was what I had guesstimated. I mean, Star Wars, Marvel, they had a ton of SH fig arts. They had the two, is it the SDCC exclusive?
Turtles.
The turtles, but the video game style.
Right.
You know, 150, 175. I mean, this guy had high dollar quality stuff.
So there was good stuff there. But not, it was weird because then the next booth would be, the guy would be selling records.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it was like. So two good stories, really fun ones that I really enjoyed from this one. I go and look around. There's a guy there and I bought from him before at Motor City. He's on the backside of his brother who had the Transformers and the fig arts and all these things. And, I look at his stuff and he's got some Transformers that I was interested in, loose ones. And I'm like, hey, what can you do? You know, we kind of talk about it a little bit. Well, he had this one monster piece and it was, Scorponox. I hope I'm saying that right. And it's this huge, it's not even a Transformer. But it is a Transformer, but it's more just like this huge.
It's a big molded PVC.
Yes, like action
giant.
Figure.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, and I'm talking huge. You know, it's this tall. It's
okay.
Like bigger than the Titan stuff that's out right now.
It's okay. A monster.
Yep. So I look at it, and then I go over, and I'm like, man. So I try looking that up on eBay. You know, and I don't do that in the guy's booth. I go back over and I'm like, man, that thing's beautiful. I mean, I kind of want it for me. But so I started looking at it. He had $100 on it, which to me was fair, not knowing shit about it. So I go over to the booth and I start looking. I'm getting some weird numbers. So I go, Kyle, will you look this thing up? Just tell me what you think. Kyle comes back over to me and he goes, dude, that thing sells for $200 to $275. So I'm like, okay, I got to get this thing. So I go back over and I start talking to him and I go, that's the deal. I want to get these toys. He's like, well, I got them priced good. And I'm like, well, can we do a deal? And he's like, oh, I'll do 30% off on some stuff. And I said, well, you do 30% off that? Yep. So I get that. Okay. I buy it. Take it back to my booth. As we're walking around, I mean, we're like, oh, woo, this is awesome. You know, is this cool toy? Bring it back. I mean, we don't even have a spot to put it. Mm-hmm. You know, the truck isn't on site. Pete drove the truck blocks away.
Four blocks away.
And walked back, you know.
Pete walked back.
Pete did.
No, back. Pete walked to Tim Hortons and then got breakfast and then walked back.
Had to refuel.
And then walked back to the truck and then drove it back to the site. So
yeah, Pete was working it.
Wow.
Yeah. So I put it in there, and as I'm putting in there, there's this guy in my booth eyeballing it. And I had one of those weird things because I had told the guy when I bought it, hey, I want to buy this stuff from you. I'm going to flip it. You know, realistically, that's what I'm doing. I won't do it here. He's like, dude, I don't care if you do it here. As soon as you give me the money for it, I don't care what you do with it. You know, and that's my philosophy. I'm the same way. You could be right across from me, buy shit from me, walk over to your booth, put it in there. I don't care.
Right. Okay? And you've seen it happen.
Yes. Yep. It doesn't bother me. So I put it under the table. This guy goes, hey, do you got any other high-end Transformers? And I go, well, I got that one. He wasn't interested in Optimus Prime. So he goes, I go, but hey, that booth over there, those guys got really nice Transformers, high-end stuff. He goes, okay, thanks. Leaves my booth, walks over there. Now, when I say leaves my booth, you know how small this thing is. Kyle can watch and see and hear everything that's going on. And Kyle came with. Kyle was wonderful. He did his thing. He was a master, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle goes, that guy just spent $1,000 in their booth. Cash.
Brought one of his, he was wearing a dock shirt. Like a, he owned a company that put in docks for boats.
Okay.
Had an employee wearing the same shirt that was just carrying his haul out to the car for him every time he bought shit. So, and mind you, give you a quick snapshot. This is Travis's table, okay? Stuff set up on it. There's a width of this table. And then two tables, then the width of the table, then a table. So, I mean, when you're standing here, your butt is bumping the other guy's table. There's no room to even stand two and two and look at booths.
You can't stand the aisle. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So everybody was in each other's business. And this guy just kept pulling out hundos, man. Like, it was crazy.
So he comes back to my booth and goes, he's got Filmation He-Man in his hand. I got $100 on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Lion-O in his hand. I think I had a $70 on
mm-hmm.
it.
65.
65, yep. Okay. And he goes, you know, what's, can you do any better? And I was like, dude, not really. I mean, that's pretty fair prices.
You don't need to do better.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and I don't have, I mean, the I'm running out of them. And I think actually I'm out of them now after this show. But he goes, oh, you know, and he goes, well, how about that Scorponok figure? But you know, what would you take on that? And I'm like, oh, God. So I go, nah, I got to have at least $200.
Because you didn't really want to sell it.
I didn't really want to sell
well,
it.
Well, you weren't, like, motivated to, no. To move this thing by
no.
any means.
No. He goes, okay. Pulls out $300 it was to get Scorponok, Lion-O, He-Man, and Pumyra. You know, I mean, just pulled the trigger on all of those.
Hey, carry that out to the car. Went out to the next booth.
Kind of like you had with Zach for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
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 Them were good old times.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was wild. It was absolutely wild.
He ended up spending $390 in your booth, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep.
And I hate to say this, if I would have had all my Transformers in there, he would have bought all the higher end weird things that I have, you know, I've got like $100 Optimus. He probably would have bought. He would have bought all that stuff. He was just looking for, just so they were doing door prizes, and I actually, I mean, I loved these guys. This place was cool. The venue was great. I made money. So I went in my booth and I was like, what can I give them to, you know, auction? They were just auctioning off their stuff or whatever. And I remember that figure, and I can't remember her name, but she was the bounty hunter that I don't even think she ever was on screen. Jada, I have that. She's an orange one. She's orange. She's got like a pigtail.
You mean from Star Wars?
Yes, from Star Wars.
Yeah.
I can't remember
about
her name. But anyway, I have a figure, and I've had it for years since the Rick Kendall score, of a signed figure of her, Power of the Force. And I've never been able to sell it. It doesn't have a certificate. So I took it and I gave it to those guys. I said, hey. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. So they raffled that. You know, it didn't even raffle. It was.
You got when you paid your admission, you got a ticket.
Yeah.
Gotcha. A raffle. You were entered in the raffle for showing up.
So they do that. And when they do that, right after they announce it and they go, hey, Trav, you know, say the thank you to Trav. I wave my hand, you know, and right after that same dude comes up to me and goes, hey, do you got any more, signed Star Wars stuff? I'm like, jeez, don't be this dude, man. He was a whale.
Yeah.
He was a whale.
Wow.
You know, he made at least my day and that guy's day. He made our day. You know?
Randy, the guy, the SH Fig Arts guy, he had Transformers for $2.
Oh, yeah.
A box. And it was all newer stuff, all in the package still. And had them for $2 a piece and just had a slew of them. And he's looking through, and I started to go, I'll take those, because they were the Protectobot ones, you know? And Randy bought them all. I mean, just the biggest box. There had to have been 40 boxed and carded figures in there. Bought them all for like $2 a piece. It was insane.
It was insane.
And that was like as we were still setting up. Like, I don't even know if it was officially open.
Right.
But
the other cool thing that happened at the show, and I'm blanking on his name too, but a guy, he's on Michigan Toy Traders and everything, and he sells at Motor Cities and does more Lego stuff. He came in and he goes, hey, are you interested in the new Spider-Man wave? And I'm like, are you talking the Vulture wave? Yeah. He goes, I got a case. Can we trade, you know, partial trade, cash, you know?
So the wave we reviewed last week.
That wave.
But including Moon Knight.
The whole box.
Gotcha.
Brought it. Handed it over to me. I gave him $100.
We didn't see the gold one either. What's his name? With the big horns.
Oh, that is a different wave.
Oh, it's a different wave?
Yeah, he's in the Guardians wave. But Chris had those here too,
yeah,
though.
Okay, yep, sorry, yep, my bad. Yep.
But, yeah, so he brought me that whole wave, $100, and then traded some figures, you know.
Nice.
Oh, I was so happy. But you know what I didn't do because I'm a dummy? What should I have done with those figures?
Put them on your shelf.
I should have put them on my shelf like immediately.
Yeah.
Nope, too stupid. I didn't do that.
Got too excited.
Yeah, got too excited.
I'm going to take these home and I'm going to keep them in the package and put them on a shelf, put them under a somewhere, under a bench or something.
I already contacted Middle Camp and said, hey, I got a Moon Knight for you. So I kind of owe him that. Everything he does for me.
That Moon Knight's the best Marvel Legend that's been released in 2017.
Really? You're calling it already?
Not open. Pete's making that call.
And so far, I mean, we got time left. I pulled it out of the box. I looked at it for 2 seconds, and I said, Kyle, this will be on my best figures of 2017 list. And I told Travis the same thing.
It is beautiful.
It's just awesome.
It's beautiful.
It's subtle, and it's gorgeous. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So
I love it, too.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Hopefully Chris will bring it in so we can see it.
Right.
So it was a great show. I'm going to definitely try and get in on October again. You know,
yeah, what I mean? For sure.
Yep.
So you guys are down for another one?
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Had a good time.
I was drunk
if you're
noon.
In the area of, what, this was Detroit-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ferndale.
Not like half an hour past Novi.
Yep.
So if you're in the Detroit area, keep your eyes open,
dude,
this fall.
You walk out of the place and go eat the kind of food you ate, too.
Oh.
I hate to say it. That won't be going on the next time.
Right.
It was awesome.
This was a unicorn show. For a guy like me who wants to be a stand-up comedian, who was raised on SNL, which of course is a lot of scripted, but there's improvisations, that kind of stage work, alcohol and nerd stuff, and then bacon, macaroni and cheese and barbecue wings. And I mean, just, it was everything that it was an orgasm of a Saturday is what it was.
It was.
Wow.
And I had Chick-fil-A for the first time on the way home.
Oh, what'd you think?
Good. I liked it.
Did he eat it the right way?
I didn't put the sauce for my fries.
Did you like the sauce?
I did like the sauce.
Okay. And you know, and he's not a mustard guy.
I don't do anything mustard. I don't do anything mayo. I was like, you know what? I got to try this. And I did, Steve, because you couldn't make it, and that bummed me out. I was like, I owe it to Steve.
You do owe it
to try this sauce. And it was good. That sauce was better than their barbecue. I didn't like their barbecue. And I'm a barbecue fiend. Like, I put barbecue on everything, you know? Yeah. So.
But if the listeners don't know, I love freaking Chick-fil-A. And I've introduced it to Travis. And anybody I can get to eat it. And I've only been skunked a couple times. Vernetta was, she was like, liked it, but she didn't like it.
Can we call out the elephant in the room? The one black friend you have didn't like the fried chicken place? You know, I mean, come on.
You know what? She liked it, but she did not like the sauce.
She wasn't sold on the sauce. She liked the chicken. She did say the chicken was good.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a shake from Chick-fil-A?
I've had this, what they call a frosted lemonade.
No, that's not a shake. That's a frosted lemonade.
Well, it's good.
Dude, I had a cookies and cream shake. Kyle and I did. Yeah. And it was the best damn cookies and cream shake I've ever had in my life. Nah. I nursed it the whole ride home. Nah. It was that good.
For listeners here, we up until recently have not had a Chick-fil-A in the state of Michigan. We just recently, a few months ago, got two in Grand Rapids. And I believe there's one in
Holland had one.
No, they were rumored to get one. They never did.
Oh, okay.
So we've had a few months of being able to drive 45, 50 minutes away to get Chick-fil-A. But before that, this was a only on vacation thing for me. And so it's a big deal. It's still a big deal for me.
Where was the one that we stopped at?
It was the other side of Lansing.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're getting here, but it's pretty...
It was good chicken. It was a good sandwich.
Awesome. So, love it.
Do you put cheese on yours?
I don't put anything. The pickle and the breast, the bread in Chick-fil-A sauce. And God. I love it. All right. Well, that sounds like you guys had fun. I wish you could have been there, but I will get there someday. Maybe in the fall. So we'll see. All right. Travis. Travis's toy news. What do we got?
Oh, I got some big news.
You got big news and big toy news.
And it popped today. I don't know if you guys seen it, and you should have seen it in the same place I did, but I know you guys have busier schedules than me. I mean, you're saving Hyman, and you're in the wasteland. I mean.
Tyrule.
Saving Hyman?
It's the kingdom of Link. Hyrule.
Oh, I totally thought you were being creepy by saying that. You're talking about a video game. Okay, sorry. I missed it.
I wasn't thinking he was talking about our jobs, but I was like, that doesn't make sense with Pete, because, I don't know.
Right.
And me.
So.
Hyman.
Hasbro has came out and told everyone, they have announced, that the Series 1 of the 40th anniversary Star Wars series is no longer in production, and they have no more figures.
So what's out there is what's out there.
And not only that, the pre-orders that are out there are not going to get filled. Now, that is still speculation on that point, because for a while there, they were supposedly, Diamond and some other places were telling people, we are going to have a full case of Han Solos and a full case of R2-D2s. And you actually could get on and order those. And I mean, the R2s are, I mean, that's gold. You know, I mean, that is gold.
Yeah.
If they're saying that this is done, to me, that means it's done. We've kind of joked around that we're waiting for our Myers and Walmarts to get a second shipment or third shipment or whatever. Well, now that wave two is out, we all kind of were like, oh, holy shit. Wave two's here. That might mean wave one we won't see again. Well, the reality of it is, this sounds like it's fact. If you did not get those figures, you are going to be paying whatever the secondary market wants for them.
Well, I did see this on a couple of Facebook sites and whatnot, and I did hear people saying that they got cancellation notices on their shipments.
Ouch.
Now, it is the internet. Are they telling the truth? I don't know.
Right.
But there were people saying that they've already been denied what they had ordered.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised. I was able to score an R2 and a Han in the wild.
Yep.
I actually, dumbass me, passed up another R2 that I could have had at one point.
Ouch.
We grabbed one. That was one of the only thing I think we bought on our toy hunting.
Yeah, so... I don't know. Pete made me lose my train of thought.
What do you think?
What do I think? I think it's amazing that... Oh, the point I was going to make is there's still people out there that I'm seeing are saying they didn't find them.
Yes.
They don't have an R2 or they don't have a Han.
Yep.
I
had a guy contact me today looking for Farm Boy Luke.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And I'm like, dude.
Our Walmart had one on the bottom shelf.
And they still do. You know, I'm like, I see Farm Boy Luke. But now that I think about it, Farm Boy Luke, you know what I always see? Ben and Leia. Yep. Farm Boy Luke, I do kind of feel like it is starting to kind of...
He's starting to dry up.
Yep.
With that news, are you guys in a position to where you're going to buy everyone you find and just sit on them?
I would buy any R2 or Han I found.
I would have done that before.
Everybody's doing R2 now. Yeah. It doesn't change anything.
Except for Steve.
Yeah, except for dumbass me.
But, any of those figures I would. Luke would be the next one that I would kind of start. But I'm still even on him, just like, eh. But think about it. 5 years from now, who is everyone going to want?
Luke.
They're going to want Luke. They're going to want Han. They're going to want R2. They're going to want those figures, and they're going to be gone. And remember how we talked about Maul and the Black Series original R2 being peg warmers and Pilot Luke? Well, guess what? They're $60 to $100 now. Maybe this might be that line that is worth grabbing someone just sitting on them. Now, the hard part about that is you got to pay $20. It's not like you're paying 10.
Yeah.
You got to pay $20 to sit on it.
I don't think we're going to see these on clearance.
I don't think they'll get there either.
It's the point of this conversation.
Yeah.
But I just think it's amazing that there was such a shortage of R2s out there. You know, people didn't jump onto the six inch line right away.
Yep.
There was a lot of holdouts.
Yeah.
I jumped on immediately. I was like, this is cool.
I held out.
And the reason I jumped on is because I have been a 3¾ Star Wars collector, but it just got so vast that it was like, I can't keep up. But now they're starting 6 inch and they seem to be throwing out 4 figures here every 3 months. I can jump in on the ground floor and I can keep up with this. And the figures were cool.
Yep.
And that appealed to me right away. So I jumped on, but there's a lot of people who didn't. And they're the ones who didn't get those R2s. That they found a way to release one of the most sought-ass figures and still underproduce it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for all those people out there that are like, well, now my R2 is worth nothing. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so at all.
I don't.
So
it's pretty wild.
And where the first R2, you know, those Black Series boxes, they're not anything as displayable as these carded figures.
You open that shit.
You know.
Yep.
You don't. I mean, but in that's, you know, do as he says, not as he does. Open them, you know. You know what this means, though? You know who I feel the worst for out of this whole deal with this Star Wars stuff? Kyle Moore, because he's going to have to get in up all in these scalpers' faces and get on all these black figure sites and black action. No, I better say that different. Star Wars black 6-inch sites. And
that still didn't sound great either.
It didn't. Y'all know what I mean. I love Kyle. I love the way that he addresses things. And people are literally sitting there and they expect that they can get their Star Wars 40th anniversary R2-D2 for $20 when somebody else went out to the store and bought it. And hilarious to me.
What this conversation has started over is actually the X-Wing figure. Well, there was a conversation on Facebook. I don't know if it was today or when it was, but where some people were getting a little bit upset because they can't just find their celebration exclusive X-Wing Luke for $30 or whatever. They want, you know, they have to pay these big prices. And Kyle laid down some.
And that's not the first time he's had to do that love. When it came to scalping, or what is perceived as scalping by idiots.
I mean, there's a lot of people that listen to this show. Yeah, right. But if there were a lot of people that listened to this show, I'm sure there would be a lot of opinions on this. But my opinion is, I agree totally, wholeheartedly with Kyle. He paid to go thousands of dollars to go to Celebration and get those figures. If I want that damn X-Wing Luke and I got to pay $100 for it or whatever it is, it's still a hell of a lot cheaper than Kyle had to pay to go there and get it.
And stand in line and all that stuff. Yep.
You pay a portion of the plane ticket of the person who brought that back. And that's just, I don't see anything wrong with it. And I don't, if it's selling for that, shame on the sellers for paying it. You know, that's just the way the world works in my eyes, but whatever.
That's exactly why our country is the way that it is. Everybody wants equality and everybody wants something for nothing. And we have bred that. So, way to go. Everybody deserves health care. Everybody deserves the right to work. Everybody deserves $15 an hour for minimum wage. Everybody deserves a participation ribbon. Everybody deserves a San Diego Comic-Con or Celebration exclusive figure and not have to do anything other than just buy it for retail off somebody who did the legwork.
Thanks, Donald Trump.
America. Jeez. Also, what's everybody think of, I don't know, you got any more Tony news before I
wrap that? Moral of the story? Fucking quit whining. Go ahead, Steve. Yeah.
What's everybody think of this this Joe exclusive, the San Diego Comic Con Walking Dead thing?
Thoughts? I think it's fucking sweet.
Thoughts, Pete McCarthy?
I was waiting to bring this up. I'm so glad you did. I just think getting into Joe's the way that I have, I just think what a cool crossover idea. You know, the packaging, that's one of those, it'll be displayed like that. You're not going to open it, you know. I just think it's really neat how they did it. I'm super excited about it.
Awesome.
So
awesome. That's what you think, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome. If you haven't seen it, it's a Walking Dead set. Rick.
Michonne.
Shiva.
But that's the other great play on it, is they're calling it the Shiva Force.
Yeah.
And they're all painted like Tiger Force Joe. Yeah. There's just a lot of cool little ambiances to cross them over.
Yeah.
What's the fort? Rick, Michonne. Is it Daryl?
It's Jesus.
It's Jesus.
Yeah.
So. And one of the figures is Shiva. The tiger, which I think is just awesome.
Did you guys see the commercial?
No, I did not.
I didn't see there was a commercial. My gosh.
I just saw a picture. I just saw what Boone sent us.
Yeah, I think so. I shared that probably a week or two weeks ago on My Wife's Gonna Kill Me on our page.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it had been that long ago.
Yeah, the commercial was amazing because it was made like a G.I. Joe commercial.
Oh, okay.
It was just, I mean, it's kids playing with them, and it's freaking awesome. And one of the kids is playing as Negan. It's like a girl. And she's like swearing, you know, like she's Negan. It's awesome.
Really?
That's great.
Yes. I think they really knocked that out of the park. It's cool.
Do you think that'll be one like the raft? Do you think I'll be able to get on and order that, or am I going to have to get it?
No, I think you will. The problem is the raft was a Hasbro thing. This will be a McFarlane?
Oh, Hasbro isn't doing these ones?
No, it's not a Hasbro thing.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, Hasbro Toy Store is the one where you can kind of get on and get some of those things afterwards.
Grab some of them.
NECA does some things like that too, but they go fast. And I don't know. You know, we'll see. I think it's one of those. That's going to be probably a hard one to get.
It's going to be paying top dollar off of eBay for it.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Well, anybody going to San Diego Comic-Con, you know, and you're looking for somebody to buy it, and you'll take way less than it needs, and you'll take payment 4 to 6 weeks after it's delivered, let me know. So
Peter's interested.
I'm interested.
Yeah. He's interested.
Nice.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Thanks, UPS guy.
Wow, we're already to thanks, UPS guy.
Already?
It's been 39 minutes.
Has it been?
Yeah, wow. We've been yapping.
Wow. Well, give me a second here. I'm going to fire up a little Facebook Live.
He's cool. Mm. Travis is going to.
Well, I'll get the. You want to start with the loot crate? That's really all I have, and then I can run the camera for you guys.
Sounds good.
You don't want to Facebook Live that?
Well, no. I'm going to get it ready, and then, and then for you guys, I'll hold the camera. Hey, okay. All right. So loot crate. I do have to say that we missed our last loot crate because of everything going on with Travis. The Goonies Never Say Die with the pirate logo. It's my favorite shirt. It's absolutely awesome. It had a Q fig in it that was Rocket Raccoon with like Baby Groot on his head, and he was shooting. Absolutely cool. My wife took it. So we'll bust this out this month. Spider-Man hanging upside down from a lamppost. It's in black and white, kind of Daily Bugle newspaper style. Kind of fun. The pin is a, very cool. A Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde kind of a vibe. That's pretty sweet. That's going to look good on my retro rag. Make sure you check those out. Joe, I swear I'm going to get one of those one of these days. Marvel, a Hulk bowl. So as I'm eating my Lucky Charms,
that thing
in the morning,
is made for you.
It's totally made for me. And the shirt. Now, they've got a hell of a run going on shirts. I've been super happy. You know, the Goonies, and then there was the Megatron. The Megazord from Power Rangers. The Negan. I mean, they've been killing it on the shirts. So
very few have we found that are kind of like
Yes. And there's only one I don't wear because it's too short because I'm too fat. But, oh.
I think I'm already like, ooh, that is cool.
Optimus Prime.
That's like.
G1 Optimus Prime.
That's perfect.
And transforming. Absolutely awesome. So, Loot Crate, you did it again. Well done. So, oh, and the box turns into Optimus Prime with his trailer. So.
That's awesome.
Pretty nifty. So.
Anthony said it's House Seal.
House Seal.
So yes. I was right.
I was right.
Okay.
Is that what I
said? You weren't even close.
I think I did. I think I said House Seal.
You said Hoozle or some shit.
I said House Seal.
You gave us some House crap Seal. About it being a Z or something or whatever.
Eric Rink said he'd also like to add that he just got a Black Series Darth Maul today. He's opening it right now.
Nice.
Awesome.
Happy for you, Eric.
And those are a pretty high dollar, are they not?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Unless you got a bootleg.
50 and up.
Because they're bootlegging those, right?
That Saturday overtime that he's always doing, that's paying off, man. Good for Brink. So, all right, Travis, would you like to hand it to me? And I will, you're going to do Steve first.
Let's do Steve first.
All right.
I don't have much this time. What I do have is I got my, Mattel, what's the name of their Mattel shop or whatever? They put up the single packed, which this was rumored for a long time. On Maddie Collector that this would be coming. For people who don't know, this was a double pack Horde Trooper set originally released that was way underproduced and everybody wanted it and nobody got the amount that they wanted.
Was it just two essentially identical figures?
There was a minor difference. There one of them had a couple of like laser bolt shots on them that
okay.
That was you know,
Eternia Guards, that double pack.
It was like that.
Almost identical, just had a couple differences.
They were identical except for the two little spots where they had been shot, it looked like. So after Maddie Collector shut down, we found out that these actually went into production and Mattel directly sold them. The first sale, I think they sold out in a few minutes, and then like soon after that, they came back and I was able to get one. I can't believe I ordered one.
That was dumb.
I really thought I ordered two, but I already have two. I had the subscription, so I had my two. But I was happy to get another one. Little upset. If you look on the left here, I'm going to get zoom in. You'll see that the paintwork on the black that outlines the yellow is very, like, oversprayed. You see that, Trav? I don't know if you see that through the phone.
I think so.
So my paint job kind of sucks. Travis got some of these, so.
Oh, yeah.
You see that?
That's really bad.
Yeah. So, a little bit let down by that. What? What are you laughing at?
Kyle Moore's in the house.
Nice.
Yeah. Eric said, I hate working Saturdays, Pete. It's my weekend of work this week, too. Boo. Yeah. Kyle Moore said, pinball tournament, beer, and my pals on Facebook Live. I'm gonna throw a clot.
Honestly, if I can be real for one quick second,
yeah.
If I chose to make love to any of my toy friends, it would be Kyle Moore.
Hands down. Can't just say that. You gotta say why.
There's just unlimited reasons. He's the best looking. He's the oldest, so he's the most experienced in the sack. You know what I mean? So he's damn near the thinnest.
He gets work done. So I mean, oh, you know, yeah, he's going to get yeah it done.
And, you know, when you watch him as he's setting everything up, you're like, man, that guy could go all night long. He's yeah just got stamina. Endurance. You know what I mean?
Which is another thing that's really weird is Pete and Kyle shared a bed this last weekend while really we were at the toy show.
Really?
Yep. And Peter, at some point, I heard him say to Kyle, I haven't pulled out in 13 years.
No.
Yeah, yeah, I'm no, pretty sure that's what
that's
I heard.
That's not what I said. Oh, okay. What I said, what I was telling him, it was when Best Buy, by the way, when you heard that comment.
Okay.
I had talked about how long it had been since I wore a condom. And nothing to do with pulling out. It had to do with wearing a condom. So, but I will tell you that I was like, hey, Kyle, why sleep on an air mattress? I've got a double bed. You're more than welcome to bunk with me. I'm cool with it, you know. And he was like, well, I'm cool with it, too. Well, I had to sleep on my side of the bed. He had to sleep on his side of the bed. Luckily, we were opposite bedsiders, but I had to plug my breathing machine in the center, and none of the plugs worked. So Travis and Kyle are sleeping, and now I am leaned over Kyle, like at the nightstand, trying to get my machine to work to get plugged in. And he starts awake, and he looks at me, and I'm like, "Dude, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to wake you. What's going on? I just had to fix my breathing machine." Okay, that's cool. And back to sleep he goes. Has no recollection of any of it. I literally thought he shit his pants. I scared him so bad. But good times. Good times. So,
all right. So that's all I have with me. I do just got to quickly mention that for Father's Day, my wife got me a SH Figuarts Ant-Man. Great figure. We've talked about it on the show. Travis brought it in. It's awesome. That was cool, but I didn't bring it in because we've already kind of discussed it. Right. So that's it for me. Light week for me.
Well, I got to double back since you still have the phone. I told my wife not to get me anything for Father's Day. And she showed up to the station. I was on duty with a PS4 and a spare controller and multiple games. So she spent some money on me. I've been playing Fallout these last few days, Fallout 4. And I totally see why people have problems with video games. Because it's one of the coolest games ever. So, and I do have to say one of the things, I got a ton of Joe stuff at that show. I mean, we've all seen Joe's. There's no reason to have a bunch of them here, but I do have to throw a huge, ginormous shout out to Carl Miller. He comes rolling into the show, looks at me, was holding a ginormous box. He goes, "Hey, you got a second?" I was like, "Yeah, I got something for you." I'm like, "What in the hell does this guy have in the box?" So we go out into the little anteroom by the bar, and he goes, and I open it up. It's a G.I. Joe headquarters. And I'm like,
"Which one?
The gray one.
The cool one.
Your favorite."
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I don't know enough about it. I just know he's like, I have two of them in every room display. He goes, "You know, that one's not complete, but I thought Pearson would." And I'm like, how freaking cool is that? This guy drove to Ferndale to come to this show to do some shopping, knew I was going to be there, and brought me a G.I. Joe headquarters for Pearson and I. Just absolutely cool. So huge thanks to Carl for that. That was awesome. And then he's like, "Hey, do you have a complete 83 rock and roll?" I said, "No, not yet." And he pulls it out of his pocket and hands it to me.
My pod, no?
It was in his pocket. Yeah, it's complete.
You got the best figure they ever made. How about that?
So, again, I can't thank Carl Miller enough. He left. I did, as fat as I am, I did try to chase him down to thank him again before he left, and I couldn't find him. And then I got distracted by barbecue ribs. And
Kyle, the greatest line, as Pete ran out the door to try and catch Carl, Kyle goes, "There's no way Pete is catching him unless he's got a string hanging from behind him pulling a hot dog."
Despite that comment, I still want to make sweet love to you, Kyle. So,
yeah. So that's what you got, huh?
That's it. That's it for me. That's it for Pete.
All right.
Travis's turn.
All right.
Time for you to steal the show.
Well, I've been looking for stuff, obviously, for Mythic Legions. I try and do a lot of that. What has been interesting is I've been picking up those horses from Lord of the Rings. Well, just recently, I've had a couple friends tag me in some stuff out of Muskegon that was selling, which was Spawn figures. And I kind of looked, and the prices were kind of high. But there was a few that I wanted, and one that I really wanted, they had the Dark Ages classic covers Spawn. Let me grab this box here for you.
Oh, yeah.
And this nice empty box, but it's this big pack. And what came in it was this dude. on a horse that was here that I've already removed because I wanted to show off that part. I'm not really interested in this guy.
I've seen my wife do that pose.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Yes, she's saying yes.
I'm gonna take his sword. I will actually be using that for Mythic Legion.
That is warped as shit, but it's awesome as shit as well.
Yeah, I'll be able to fix that with a little heat. It's still pretty soft, but that'll work, you know. That'll work.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and that axe for sure. But the crown jewel and the thing I am most excited about is this bad boy right here. Now, the figure that is on there is a Mythic Legion. And that is...
The Blood Knight.
And...
Incredible figure.
Yeah, the story behind him is just amazing in itself. But I just grabbed him. He was one of the cool guys I had where I could easily grab him. But this horse, man, I absolutely love this horse. He's substantially bigger than the Lord of the Rings ones, which, you know, on a
shelf.
Fits
better.
Yep, it just fits better. He looks.
Because Mythic Legions are bulky figures.
They're huge.
Yeah.
They look like big, bad dudes in armor.
Yep.
And, you know, the fun thing, you know what I love about this figure? Not only does he look cool, the story that they gave this guy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You know, he's a vampire who wanted more power. So he makes his deal with these witches and, you know, whatever. And they curse him. They actually give him this armor that makes him all, you know, like a badass warrior. Almost indestructible. But the armor is vampiric in itself. And it sucks his life force. So... one day, this armor just kills this dude. So can you imagine you're walking down the trail back in the day? You would come down the trail, and laying there is this armor that you've heard stories about, and not that it's vampiric in nature, but you've heard stories that, oh my God, the dude that wore this armor?
He who wears this armor shall be.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen him kill numerous people, and there's this armor. So what's the next idiot do?
You put it on.
And
it sucks your soul out.
And
you leave it laying on the trail for the next asshole to come along.
Exactly. So I just love that, and that's a fun little piece. But
that
this horse...
That scale is perfect.
It is.
It's dead on.
Yep, and he's going to make the other horses look dumb, but I think that's perfect. I kind of like that, having one that is like... because that's the one I'm going to put the big bad guy on. Or
horses are different sizes.
Very true. Very true.
How many pictures and how much do we have to talk about this do you think before Corn Boy and the guys at Four Horsemen go, we're going to make you guys one. Maybe they'll even call it the My Wife is Going to Kill Me horse or something. So
I don't think we're quite to that level.
I think they already got steeds in the – at least it's in the roadmap.
Something, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep. I'm really excited about this. I was glad to pick it up. I actually bought all of their Spawn figures. And not because I really wanted them all, but it was one of those things where, tell you what, if I buy all of them, can I get this to a price,
right?
You know, that where I can make this work for me. And, I was able to do that. So in the grand scheme of things, I paid $10 for that horse.
Right.
And man, I would have paid $40 for that horse. Now on a good day right now, when I got a big credit card bill due, I don't think I'd pay $40 for that horse, but I was super excited about it, and I think it's cool, and I can't wait to put it on my shelf.
Are you gonna charge Steve $44 when he breaks that?
For sure. I gotta replace it.
Look at the face on it. I mean, it's very well sculpted. I mean,
you know, McFarlane, when they really put some effort into something, it is beautiful. They do beautiful stuff. And this is a great example of that. That is one of the best horses I've ever seen.
And that's not new.
No.
I mean, this has got to have some years on it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm jealous.
2003.
Yeah.
Wow, so it's 15, almost 15 years old.
How crazy is that? That's just crazy.
Totally jealous of that.
Yeah, it's just an amazing figure. I'm super excited about it, and I can't wait to just put it on my shelf. Awesome. All right.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
All right. Well, it's been fun. Travis, Steve.
Bye, everybody, on Facebook Live. And
we're going to talk about some really cool stuff next. You're going to have to listen to the episode.
Yeah.
Episode 72. Have a good day.
All right. So, Thanks UPS Guy is done.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to what you're reading.
Moving on.
Steven, did you read anything?
Not read shit.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And why is that?
Zelda. Zelda and drawn. I've been drawing.
Oh, at least I'm glad to hear that.
You know? So I've been working on some stuff for Bill Watson.
Nice. Can't wait to see that.
Been working on some stuff a little bit for Gary Rickelman.
Ooh, nice.
So I'd like to.
Let me know when before you ship that. I got something I want to send Gary.
Okay. It'll be a little while.
Figures.
I am going to jack off into a sock and send it to Gary Rickelman. Just so you guys know.
Jesus. I'm not shipping that with my picture. Because I got to say, I'm really loving what's coming together for Rickelman.
Is it art?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just
are you gonna give it to him and it's gonna be like an original only he has it only then to find out like 6 months later you're actually selling it to other people. I mean I don't know how that feels, but
hey, speaking of,
that's never happened.
Let's bring up the fact. How about that somebody out there is using your art as their
Facebook profile.
Yeah.
Your Facebook profile, Justice.
It's their profile.
Yeah. Justice shared this with us. He goes, "Hey, Steve, when did you steal this guy's original art?"
Yeah. If anybody checks me out on Facebook, you'll find me under Steven Bucciotti. I spelled it phonetically how my last name is kind of sounds. B-U-S-O-S-H-O-T-E-E. I don't even know how I did it.
Right.
But it's like that. And there's a Skeletor picture that I drew that is my avatar or my profile pic. And there were like a Toy Incorporated or something was the name of their thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's this other site and their profile pic is also my Skeletor art, which was kind of weird, but
that's pretty cool. Famous.
Kind of shady.
I thought it was cool.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Right. I thought it was
cool. At least somebody liked it. So, what are you reading? Oh, I do want to talk about something I want to read, which I know that's not what this is about, but I am so pumped to get my hands on the new Darth Vader story. Do you know anything about this, Trav?
Oh, yeah, that they're doing another one. We thought it was done, and they're...
Yeah, but this is different. This is Revenge of the Sith.
Right, yeah, this is pre.
Yes, this is like just after he gets in the suit.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty pumped about this.
It's like showing how he became, really... Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, I'm very curious and I'm very titillated by this thought. So, that's it for me. Trav? What? Dead air?
Okay.
Did you need me to give you some time?
No, I'm good. I'm ready here.
All right.
I read The Ultimates, Volume 2. This is a tie-in with Civil War 2. The only thing I hate about reading these kind of books is it has like kind of like things that are going on in Civil War 2, which I don't have Civil War 2 yet. It's out, but it's out in hardcover. I don't want to pay hardcover prices, you know. So I got it. It was still very enjoyable. If you don't know what the Ultimates is, this is the new version. This isn't your classic Ultimates with Cap and Iron Man. This is a really fun book that is a group that's put together to solve the issues of the planet before they ever become issues. And the team is made up of Captain Marvel, so Carol Danvers, Steven's favorite.
Yeah.
Yep. Black Panther, who I absolutely love. Photon, which, what else has she been called? I think she's even been a Marvel. Which you guys would not even recognize her. It really wouldn't mean anything to her, but it's Spectrum is what she goes by now. She's a cool character, really cool. She's been in Avengers books. Blue Marvel, who is a guy that I still have not read the book where they invented his origin comes from, but he's a real cool, super smart, super powerful. He's like a Reed Richards, but can shoot antimatter out of his hands or something. I don't even know. And then America Chavez, which is, I'm trying to think what she really goes by. But some really cool characters. It's a fun little book. I really enjoy it. I just like Black Panther. I like all his interactions and with things. And the
team is more women than men?
Yes.
Because you mentioned three women.
Three women and two men. Now that I think about it, it really is, just those two guys. it's a super enjoyable book. It's their powerhouses. I mean, when you think about it, Black Panther is the weakest person on the team. And yes, Black Panther is not a powerhouse from the standpoint of his powers, but the dude is the shit.
Oh, he's badass.
Yeah, he's the shit. Matter of fact, this whole book, pretty much the villain throughout it, is right on the cover. It's Thanos.
You gotta be the shit.
Yeah.
You're dealing with that dude.
And it's very enjoyable. I really liked it. I think you guys would like it too. It kind of goes off in some wild directions and does some interesting things, but it's good. The writer is Ewing. That makes sense. Ewing. That would make sense.
Ewing.
He is so
Ewing.
Phonetically challenged.
Yes. I really
like Patrick Ewing.
He's a very good writer.
Ewing McGregor.
He writes good stuff.
No. Sort of.
No.
He writes good
stuff.
The EW is, yeah.
Moving on from there, Moon Knight Volume 2. This is by Lemire. I think this might be the end of Lemire's run in Marvel. Supposedly he has left Marvel, which kind of bums me out because this book is really good, and it really is all about Moon Knight's mental illness. You know, that he's got split personalities, and I think you read one.
No, never it's in my
did.
Pile.
Okay. Yeah. Really enjoyable.
Kick-ass cover.
Yep.
This... Him in the straight jacket.
Oh, yeah. You know? So good. And this is just continuation of
straight
that
straight jacket? Where do you see straight?
Not this.
I won.
Not this trade one. Yep. And art, I'm going to hand these guys over to you so you guys can look. The art in these is both beautiful. Now, they do have a few spots where they have different artists that jump in and tell, like, a little side story in it, which I actually sometimes enjoy that when they will do – this story is in space, this little weird thing they're doing, so they, you know, use a different artist for that. But they both were really enjoyable and good
this
books.
This is very Sean Phillips, Ed Brubaker.
Yes,
you know what I
very.
Mean?
Yep, very.
Which I love.
I mean, I really like Carol Danvers, but come on. Get on with the butch haircuts. Give her some hair back. She's pretty.
She's still pretty in that book.
She's pretty, but... I just like her with some hair.
Who's this?
I think I'd rather have
the tube top.
That is America Chavez. That is, she's a interstellar traveler. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain.
It looks dumb.
She's pretty cool though. She is cool, but I understand where you're coming from.
So her name is America, and her last name is Chavez.
She's
Latino.
She's from a different planet. I wish I could just give you a little bit better, but. I can't really give you a little bit better.
It's like the name of somebody Mexican Johnson.
America Chavez, you know? her code name is Miss America, Interdimensional Punching Machine. That's how they describe
that's
her.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's how they described her. Here's how they call how they describe T'Challa. Royal title, Black Panther, King of the World's Most Technological Advanced Nation, not given to idle threats. Not given to idle threats.
I love Black Panther.
Dr. Adam Bradisher, which is Blue Marvel. Living Antimatter Reactor, super genius. I mean, it's just it's a fun book.
Not loving the art in this Moon Knight.
Really, you don't like that?
Not clicking. I mean, it might be a great book. It's got a very, I don't know, maybe I'm just an old curmudgeon.
Yeah, I can see that.
I get it too. It's a stylized kind of. Yeah. It reminds me of the crime books that Peter and I read.
Right. Yeah.
So
I see a lot of anime influence.
No, don't get me wrong. When you're talking about this stuff. These pages?
Yeah.
That's a different artist who's telling this story about out in space. It's just this weird, it's one of the split personalities. Now, this is the real art of the book.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Still very simple.
Yeah, it's simple. Oh, yeah. I agree with
but
that.
But, I mean, you know, it's just.
No, yep.
I don't think it's, don't get me wrong, I don't think that's bad enough that I couldn't read it.
Yes.
It's just not, I'm not, like, excited about it.
The next book, and would be the second book, best book I read all week, and that was Steve Rogers' Captain America, Volume 2.
That's the continuation of the storyline of He's Hydra.
He's Hydra. Okay. I need more of these so bad. I absolutely love them. The internet losing its mind over this story. I want to go through the internet and punch every one of these MFers in the face. The book is so good. It's great, you know, and if you can just use your little brain and realize it's a reality warping story, that's all.
Yeah,
that's going to get fixed.
Yeah,
yes, that's the way they're doing it. It is fun. It is really fun.
Now in monthly issues, is that storyline over yet?
No, because right now the big crossover with this that culminates in, with this story is going on right now.
Okay.
Yep. They're doing a big crossover event right now. And, man, I really am enjoying this book. I can't wait for the rest of it. And I think it's a lot of fun. I like the art in it. I love the Cap story. It's just, it's really enjoyable. And I, like I said, I am a huge Cap fan. I mean, it depends on the day, but when people ask, who's your favorite Marvel character? Cap sometimes is that character. Now, if I'm having a bad day, maybe it's the Hulk. But, you know, I mean, it's good. It's very enjoyable. I did not bring the best book I read all week because Peter talked about it on the last episode, and that was Saga. And Saga is a home run every issue. It punches you in the testicles, and it grabs you by the heart. And it
kind of
is
a little bit
just,
like Travis.
Yeah.
It is just an amazing book. Yep. Ugh. I love it. Absolutely love it.
There was some heartbreaking moments in that book.
Huge. Huge.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Emotional.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. And when I say that, you have this sense, because the thing with Saga is, like, I'm waiting every book for, like, a main character to die.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because he's such a good writer. An amazing writer.
And the art is still just beautiful.
Yep. Amazing. Last but not least, I did not read this yet. But I wanted to talk about it because we had the fine gentleman on, and that is the 3.75 Joe Volume 4 Special Forces Team That Forges an American Hero Collection and Commentary by Dan Klingensmith. And Dan was a wonderful guest on this podcast. I got the book. Did you order it, didn't you, Steve?
I think I missed out on 4.
Oh.
I got 3, and I didn't even realize 4 came out.
I've got
out
1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. And it slipped by, and it was done. Mm. So
it's beautiful, and it
so cool
is kind of that book that these are a lot of the Joes that I really did enjoy playing with. So it's fun. It's just a cool book, and it really impresses me that what he pulls together and some of these stories and info that you get on some of these characters. So it's neat. If you're a Joe fan, you got to get into this, you know, you gotta
check
it out.
I'm seeing things in there. I'm seeing some good figures that got Gung Ho.
This picture of Gung Ho here.
He looks so,
like from the Village People.
Yes, exactly, you know what I mean? What I was thinking.
Young man.
Yeah, it's just. Wow. That's funny. Oh, and the snake armor, one of my favorites. Yeah, there's good stuff in there.
I'd love to have Dan on again, too, you know, to talk about this.
Yeah, and we got to throw a shout out to. He shall remain nameless because he does that dual Facebook thing too. But one of our guests on our show is mentioned in this book. I don't remember. I don't know why. I don't know what he did that was so special. But Justice Curry is mentioned in here. So if you want to know his real name, you can go and look.
What an attention whore.
I was trying to find it quickly.
He probably bugged Dan. Board, he probably bugged Dan until he broke down and just said, okay.
You know, him and Dan do talk quite a bit.
Well, yeah, because Justin's calling him every day asking if he can put his name in his book.
To the G.I. Joe community, thank
just
you
like
for your
right before he calls
support.
Me and asks me for my money, or his money. Sorry, Pete.
No, you're fine. A few individuals I'd like to personally recognize for their contribution to this volume include. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people that he lists in there.
Please tell me Justin's at the bottom.
He's number 9, so he's definitely near the bottom. So,
where is the my wife is going to kill me podcast?
We have our own page. dedicated to us. So,
pretty cool. Very cool. It's awesome.
And especially, you know, now that with Pearson getting into this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's just cool, man.
Yeah, cool,
you know,
stuff.
So,
all right, that wraps up what we're reading. As far as movie news goes, I think
it's pretty slim.
Pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Really excited for Spider-Man. It's getting close now. I don't like the date. If it's coming out on that Friday, the 7th, I'll be out of town, which means that I won't be able to go see it.
What was the last movie?
That's becoming a The Force Awakens, I think, was the last
the
time
Force we Awakens,
made it
last
us.
Time we yeah. had the podcast together for a movie.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah.
So, bullshit. I'm assuming you have to go to Alpena.
No, this is my family, Bear Lake Days.
Oh, he ain't missing that.
No.
No, what's he's a, not missing that.
What's a Bear Lake Day?
Bear Lake is where my parents' cabin is.
Okay.
And they have this festival there.
I've never seen your parents' cabin. I was invited to a cookout there, and then nobody ever said anything else about it. So I'm assuming the cookout went on without me. But
The cookout never happened. We went out to eat.
So you say.
You went with us. What's he bitching about? He's such a little...
What?
You're a little bitch.
Oh, no, that's right. It wasn't Bear Lake. It was San Marcos last night. Never mind. Yep, sorry. I got confused.
Oh, my gosh.
I got confused. So. No, I made macaroni and cheese. I was fine. I didn't need San Marcos.
You're probably working, weren't you?
Yeah.
See? Oh. Look at this.
Oh, that's right, because your job's just like mine. You don't get lunch or dinner breaks when you're at work. So that's right. That makes sense.
You won't even drive 2 miles away to stop in at the podcast when you're working. What makes you think you're going to go another mile down the road to San Marcos?
That has literally never happened.
What?
That has never happened.
What has never happened? I know.
You've never recorded here while I've been on shift?
I know.
Because you say you won't do it. Because
you won't do it.
I won't sit in on the podcast, no.
You can come and open the door for us.
Yeah, well. Yeah, keep disinviting me to dinner, and that's what I want to do is take time out of my day to open my shop for you guys to podcast.
It's our podcast.
That's rude of you, Steven.
So rude.
So... Any guys watching anything?
American Gods. I'm on episode 3. It's amazing. You both should watch it. Steve never will. Pete probably will, but it's awesome.
What are we looking for? What are you looking for? What are you hunting for? Right now, you walk in the store. What do you want?
Moon Knight.
You want Moon Knight?
And Cyclops and Phoenix.
Yeah.
Which I think our Toys R Us might have it. The release date on it is 8/1. I think our Toys R Us might have it.
On the shelf?
Not on the shelf. I called down there today, and they put me on hold for a while. When she came back, said, yeah, I talked to one of the other employees, and they said, and she did not say release date, but she said what she said made me feel like they had it.
Street date?
And she didn't even say street date. She said something about release, and that made me think, oh, my God, they got it, and it's just sitting on the shelf in the back. And we... kind of had some weird interaction with our Toys R Us, so
yeah, that is a set I think I will purchase. I'm being very, very selective with my Legends, and you know, a lot of people are going crazy about that Phoenix, but I really like that Cyclops as well. What is that bad? Is that dumb?
Not bad, but
it's cool looking Cyclops. What's wrong with it?
No one says that. I mean, no one says that. No one will. There's no one. People that like Cyclops aren't even saying that.
Like, I can't like that figure?
You can, but not more than the Jean
I didn't
Grey.
Say that. Listen to what I just said.
What did he just say, Peter?
I don't think I said
that. Am I still here?
I think so.
Well, because nobody asked what I was reading and then what I was watching. Like, we skipped over. I didn't know if you guys still needed me here or not, so I was just kind of laying back in the reeds. And so. Do you want me to interject on that? Because I can. I just so.
Yeah, what's your opinion on that, real quick? What'd he say?
I wasn't listening because what's the point?
He didn't care.
I didn't need to know. I was waiting for him to point his finger at me. I thought maybe he'd want me to close the show out eventually.
You see
I don't
what
know.
We deal with, so. Here, listeners, with this guy.
Well, we did forget about him.
Yeah, that's
back to back bits.
That's not happened to anyone before.
Well, mostly just Peter.
I don't see any books stacked over there.
Did
Pete.
You say back-to-back bits?
Back-to-back bits I got skipped out of.
Which one's the other one?
What do you watch on TV? He asked you, and then he's like, hey, what are you hunting for?
Yeah, he kind of.
Like, he never even looked at me.
Yeah. Like, that one I understand. The book one, though, that one we did just totally blank on you. I think that one Steve just got this like idea in his mind, and he's like, I got to jump on this right now. What are you reading, Peter?
Nothing.
The bastard does it every time. He sits over there and whines till he gets the attention, and then it's a big fat nothing.
I have done a ton of reading, but like I said, I don't. I've probably got 6 issues to read and 6 different trades to be done with them. Oh my God. I just haven't read. I told you earlier, Fallout, man. So I'm halfway through.
Video games are bad.
Oh yeah,
but so good.
Well, and I'm reading the second. I'm reading the second volume of Brian Donahue's book too.
Oh,
the Incursion series stuff. But said I haven't finished anything. I've been reading. I've got in my car at the station and then at the house. So I just whatever's there is what I read.
Right.
So.
Hmm.
All right.
Or is anybody looking forward to Transformers?
No.
I don't think so. Somebody asked me today, like, oh, man, you got to be excited this week. And I'm like, for what? They're like, Transformers is coming out. I was like, meh.
It's not even on my radar.
I was like,
I didn't even know it existed again until he said that.
It's going to be, there's going to be a big fight, and it's going to be Megatron fighting Optimus Prime, and Bumblebee's going to be standing there with a Coke can in the background with explosions.
And then it'll go to another scene, it'll come back, and this time you'll have a Budweiser.
Right, and then they're going to fly to Ireland for the last 45 minutes of the movie.
And no one's going to know why.
Yeah, and there's going to be no real reason for it.
It's going to have a bunch of Irish actors in
that big scene. In Ireland.
Wow.
The leprechaun bots. So, yeah.
You know what? I probably will go see it at North Star. You know, our local theater's cheap.
And it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, Pearson, Kane, they'll want to see it.
It's going to be action-packed. It's going to have some funny moments. It's going to be what it's going to be.
Pretty much you and I will go. Who knows, Steven will be. Right. I mean,
it's going to be 8 hours long.
We won't be able to talk about it for 3 months on the podcast.
Yeah. If it were released on VHS, it'd be like Titanic or It. It'd come in two VHSs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I do love Anthony Hopkins.
I love Anthony Hopkins.
Who doesn't?
Did you see the they did say they're doing a season two of Westworld, but it's not going to be till 18.
I heard it's forever away. Yeah.
So, because on there, he is just awesome.
It's great.
Here's something to talk about, I think. Aren't we getting semi-close to the Game of Thrones? Isn't it July?
7:15, I think. So. Yeah. Did you guys, there is a new trailer that just came out.
I've not seen it, but I don't have to see it to be excited.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It doesn't show you shit, but it's awesome.
What are they doing? 7 and 7?
I don't know.
Or
what the,
6 and 8 or something?
Something like that. I don't know what the numbers are.
It's essentially one season that they're going to kind of... It's a long season. They're breaking into two parts or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I can't... I don't know how they would ruin it for me at this point.
So let me ask you guys this. I'm considering binge watching it with Kane.
God. The kid's already wrecked, so you might as well.
He's pretty wrecked.
Yeah, he is pretty wrecked. Chloe, to me, my 14-year-old daughter, is pretty mature and understanding of how things work. And maybe if she was a boy, I would feel differently.
How are you going to handle the scene when Littlefinger's telling those two sluts how to get each other off?
Well, but the honestly the incestual sex is what gets me. Violence and gore is
to learn that lesson though at some point.
It's okay to, if it's true love, bang your sister. Not that he has one, but
I don't mean the incest. I mean the Littlefinger might be the one to teach Kane that. I mean,
child's elective services now.
It's totally
he wants
to
Littlefinger
you.
To raise his child and teach him about sex.
Realistically, at this point, my stance on that is if my kids ever watch it, it's going to be behind my back without my knowledge, just because that's where I'm at, you know.
So the incestual stuff is strange. I mean, there's sex scenes, but I'm also the dad that thought it was a great idea for us to watch Friday the 13th 1 through 9 together and totally forgot how much sex was in that.
Yeah, but they're...
I think
it's
that's different sex.
That to me is kind of like gratuitous sex scenes.
Mm-hmm.
This is emotion filled and it's violent and it's vulgar and it's, you know what I mean? The whole scene with the girl that has no name, you know, before she kills that, obviously he's a pedophile. I mean, there's just some things that would be really tough to explain to a youngster. In my opinion.
Why Danny Rand is fluffing the king. And
right, for his
sister.
So he can get impregnate his sister. The fact that Ramsay Bolton is talking to Reek while he's eating his penis. You know, I mean, there's
okay,
some
now
things.
That's
that
something.
You don't know that he, I mean.
Well,
that's what they're alluding to.
Yep. You
really?
Know what I mean? That's how I took it.
He's eating a big old hot dog.
It's a big old kielbasa.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
He couldn't have been eating it because he sent it to his dad.
Oh, that's what he said. Plus, I don't think a wiener would fry up like
it wouldn't plump when you cooked.
I don't think it would plump when you cooked.
You didn't want to. It wouldn't serve the curve like that one was. But either way, I mean, there's just something, you know. Hey, Kane. Yep, those are boobies, and they're having sex. But again, to have two willing participants to have sex versus some of the deep emotional contact sex.
Yeah, but you know what? Stuff, he watched. What was that? 13 Reasons to Live or whatever. What is that one that just was really popular with all the kids?
13 Reasons Why?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Yeah, the suicide story.
Yeah.
Do you know that there's a rape scene in that?
Yeah.
In a hot tub that's pretty vivid. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have nudity, but...
So,
is your
he
reasoning...
He watched that with his mom.
Is your reasoning to let Kane watch Game of Thrones...
Because he
based
wants to go
fact,
back and watch all of it, so he's prepared for the next season.
Is it based on the fact that you let him watch all these other stuff that he shouldn't have been able to watch, and that makes it okay to now watch Game of Thrones?
No, I just want to share that the best show I ever made with my son.
And it's totally your decision. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe Travis did that. I personally would feel uncomfortable. And again, Pearson at age 12, like Kane is,
mm-hmm.
it might be very different talking to him, but that makes me physically uncomfortable to think to have to try to explain that shit to Chloe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I totally
get
it.
And like I said, she's pretty
and that's the thing
on
too.
The ball.
Yeah,
you know?
your kids that are that age are girls.
But how many, when it comes down to the sex in those, the guy is always winning. It's the woman is typically the victim. You know what I mean? I think that to me is kind of the hard part.
I don't see it
part,
that way.
You know?
She's using it. She knows what she's doing.
I mean, obviously, it's dark times, so...
Right. Hey, Dad, what does that mean? I just...
The problem is, I think we also have this mindset that our kids don't know sometimes what is really going on. I think our kids know a lot more than what we think they do.
Right, and I don't... But you know, hearing something on the playground versus having a visual interpretation of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do I think it's going to screw Kane up? Well, no, absolutely not. I mean, I think it's going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to go, man, Trav, you know, he wouldn't be in prison today if you wouldn't have watched Game of Thrones
no.
or anything
right,
like
right.
that. You know,
right.
No.
So, and like I said,
I mean, that was just because I was his dad.
Right. Like I said, I'm trying to think of it, and it's tough because by and large, it's okay. You know what I mean? Okay, the gore. I spent 3 hours playing Mortal Kombat X with my kids.
Yeah.
Well, you brutal. Guys have seen the finish. It's absolutely brutal, you know?
It's not even just a finishing move. It's
anything. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, you know? And, you know, my six-year-old son was playing that game with me, but he understands that it's a video game and that it's not real and, you know, so. But to see somebody's brain fall out of their head after a chainsaw cuts it off, I'm much more comfortable explaining that than I am why that guy's banging his sister and then throwing that kid out of a tower, you know?
Yeah, and that's the first episode.
Right, yeah. That's eight minutes in. Like, literally, it's the opening credit scene, and then it's incest and child attempted murder. So,
yeah.
Do you think, and all that other stuff aside, because, again, that's, you know, a personal decision, and you're the only one that really knows if it's right, do you think that there are complexities that he won't get?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the whole Hodor
storyline. There's complexities I don't get.
Is, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So. Without a doubt. I mean, his mom. I showed her the trailer for the next episode. I mean, the next season today, and she goes, "Is John still alive?" And I'm like, "How do you?" This is how she watches the same SUV. Whatever that show you watch, SVU.
Criminal Minds and Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, yes. That's how she watches the same episode three times, and it's 45 minutes into it. She's like, oh, my God.
I've seen this one.
It's that guy.
Yeah. Damn it.
How does she do that?
She's special.
She's like my dad. My dad can do that.
I do. Honestly, I do. I've seen. You realize that they're in season 19? So you've got 19 times 22 times 60 minutes, that's a lot of SVU.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, SVU maybe, but, oh, Jon Snow's alive? What? I mean, come on. That was like, that was a big cliff.
That broke the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Spoiler alert.
That's my wife.
I can honestly tell you that Kane has seen Deadpool, right?
I did I fast forwarded through a chunk.
Through the sex stuff.
The sex scene and the strip club scene.
Okay.
Which
and neither one were actually really important to the story, but they were fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
But see, I would not hesitate to watch that with Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't watch it with Liv or the other kids, but I'd watch that with Chloe. But I would be like, okay, step out of the room, because I would at least want to get past the strap-on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't want to explain the strap-on.
See, but the hard part about the strap-on scene, I think that almost could go right over most kids' heads. You know, I mean, they wouldn't even
I'm not willing to take that chance.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
So,
all right. Special segment on parenting and TV. I think we did good.
I think we did good.
Ready to wrap this bitch?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, actually, I haven't wrapped it in about 13 years, I think is what I told Kyle. But, yeah, man, we're wrapping up episode 72, coming off the high of another great toy show, first-year show there in Ferndale. It was the Nerd Out Toy Show at the Go Improv Comedy Club in Ferndale, right downtown. Very cool venue. Tommy and Randy, you guys knocked it out of the park. We look forward to the show. Also look forward to seeing you guys come up to MesquiteCon as well. So, yeah, that was great. Nothing on the books right now. I think the only thing secured is probably Grand Rapids Comic-Con, I would think.
At this point, it's the next thing for me.
Yeah. Geek Yard Sale. Oh, yeah, Geek Yard Sale, and that's coming up when?
July
22nd. And that's at Big Kids Games in the parking lot there. Joe Reed, Ben Talmadge do a great job. It's a free show for people wanting to buy. It's a free show for vendors, is that correct? So it's just, hey, let's get together and sell some stuff. So we will be down there. Trav, you're doing a light setup from what I understand. So, stuff that we don't mind being out in the sun and, potentially getting wet. It's a fun day. We always have a good time with that. So yeah, man. Awesome. So that's, and it's broken. Well, for Steve Bisciotti and Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. We are the hosts of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle. Yeah.